Captain Gunnar Hamrin of Sweden is now captain of the Norwegian Star Liner. His ship is nearly 100,000 tons and takes up 965 feet when docked in port. Gunnar didn't achieve this position as captain easy or quickly, but one thing is certainly true. His life's purpose could be seen at a very young age. Today's segment is part of the series titled Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.
I'm born in Sweden. I'm actually from an island between Sweden and former Russia, and I was born there in 1956. Actually, because you live on the island, so you're close to the water all the time, so when I was a little boy, I started to fishing and such thing, and living on water, swimming in the water with small boats, canoes, whatever. And when I was 16 years old, when I stopped at school, I want to explore the world, so I went at sea as a deck boy for a merchant marine on a general cargo ship. My first trip was down to the Mediterranean Sea. We went from Sweden, Gothenburg, down to Marseille in France. And I walked my way up that way.
Captain Hamrin attended maritime school at age 20 and studied for 3 years. He received his master's at 23 years old and began accruing his experiences at sea. Rising through the ranks came through experience and ever-increasing responsibility. Gunnar Hamrin came out of school as a second officer and progressed to captain 15 years later. At 35, Captain Hamrin began sailing all types of ships for the merchant marines and other maritime companies. Now, 18 years later, you can see Captain Hamrin standing in the bridge of the Norwegian cruise line, navigating his way through Alaska and Mexico waters. It sounds like the good life to me. I got to see him in action while visiting the Norwegian Star's bridge as it navigated safely around the many floating ice blocks near Alaska's Sawyer Glacier.
The bridge layout is like a cockpit, and there we have two chairs there in the middle, at center. And there was always at minimum of three persons up here all the time. So at sea we have the navigator, is one of my crew, is first officer or chief officer, and a second officer is a co-navigator, and we have also a lookout. But when we're coming closer into the narrow water, shelter water, it's when you come with a foreign ship, that it's that country's government put rules that we must take the local pilot. And we have them aboard. The whole run here in Alaska is like a local advisor. So they advise me if anything comes up, dangerous, so we can bring the ship in the most safe way from one point to another. Tomorrow we will have a Canadian pilot. And we will leave the Canadian water for sailing down to Seattle. We pick up the American pilot just before we enter Seattle port. Actually, it's compulsory to have that pilot. Each country put up that it is compulsory to have a pilot on board, local pilot.
Sweden is the third largest country in Western Europe. The changeable Swedish coastline stretches for thousands of miles, from Haparanda on the Finnish border, high up in the Gulf of Bosnia, all the way to Norway and the North Sea to the west. It is water that has contributed much to carving the Swedish landscape into its endless coastlines of fjords, bays, and glaciers that we see today. I now understand how Captain Gunnar Hamrin chose a profession that placed him in the maritime world at such a young age. Water can definitely influence young minds. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.